Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
You really can't help but do anything but sing along with that. This week, the podcast brought to you by Valvoline, our friends at Valvoline. We literally have friends at Valvoline. They've introduced motor oil back in 1866. That's way back when. And they've been reinventing motor oil ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
This week was a big week. We had a lot of stuff going on. For one, we weighed in. We did our diet bet weigh-in, the final weigh-in. We all made it our weigh-in.
So if it's the final weigh-in, is it the way out?
It was the final weigh-out. Okay. And surprisingly, we all made it. We all lost 4% of our body weight in 4 weeks.
Which is cool. Then I went out and partied that night and ate like a pig, so much so that I got sick. And I woke up a couple times in the middle of the night throwing up because I either had food poisoning or I just wasn't used to the fried food.
Yeah. Pretty sure it was...
Probably the food you ate that your body wasn't used to. Probably shouldn't have eaten.
Foodist.
Did you guys eat... I know Bubba did. But Patrick, did you celebrate at all?
I haven't cheated at all. I'm still doing low to no carbs. And I don't know if I'm going to make it through the weekend that way, but...
You better not.
Yeah.
You need to... You have to... You know, and this is something my wife told me, because I cheated several times through... I've been trying to do the paleo thing, but it's hard. In my house, it's hard. In this office, it's hard. You guys bring in cookie cakes and put them on the counter.
Okay, for the record, we did that once, and it was really funny. Yeah,
and there's a tub. There's a tub of Toll House in the fridge. And you know I have a weakness for cookie dough. So here's the thing, though. I mean, it's really hard to stick to like you're doing Atkins. It's really hard to stick to a restrictive diet like that.
No, for me, it's actually easy. If I get off it, if I cheat a little bit.
Then you cheat a lot?
Oh, my. I can't get back on it. It's like a drug.
Well, Patrick says he has a food addiction.
I have it, and it's not a joke. It's not. It's serious. I think about food the way... You know, and from a psychology standpoint, the way that the drug addicts think about drugs, I barter with myself about, oh, no, it's going to be okay. I can eat whatever I want. It's going to be fine because I'll get started tomorrow. You know, I think about it all the time. It really is.
Do you wake up thinking about food?
Absolutely. I don't know if I should say this.
Oh, just say but, it without – leave people's names out if you have to.
No, it's – it's something I don't think I've ever admitted to anyone but my doctor, okay? Ooh. I used to take pills. I used to take a prescription appetite suppressant, okay? This stuff was good. I took it, and I'm not going to say what it was, but it's the biggest one on the market. If I took it in the morning at 4:30 in the morning when I came to work, I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to eat almost anything all day. And I knew that that's why I didn't want to eat, and it was great. But after a while, I actually started thinking, I would be standing there at 4:30 in the morning, getting my wallet and my keys together and looking at this bottle of pills and thinking, man, if I take this, I'm not going to want to eat later.
And I like to eat.
I like to eat.
Oh.
And my doctor said that only happens with like 5% of the patients who actually stop taking the medicine because you think about it far enough in. Normally, you just take it, and then you don't want to eat, and you don't think about it. Oh, good, I don't want to eat. I'm so emotionally and just connected to the idea of food and eating that I purposefully didn't take the medicine that I knew was helping me stop eating.
And by the way, that's Patrick talking right now, in case you're like, I can't tell you guys
again,
apart.
I'm uncomfortable admitting that because that, to me, is above most things. That's the sign where I knew I had a real problem.
I'm actually glad you mentioned it because there are other people who deal with it. I mean, they say there's 5%, but that's 5% of the population.
Well, it's 5% of people with that medication who stop taking it for that, like who intentionally stopped taking it.
When did you notice you had a food issue?
Oh, you know, I mean, I've always had one, but it's one of those things where I didn't put it together until I was probably when I was taking psychology classes in college. I minored in psychology. And Every time we would talk about addiction, we did a whole semester on addiction and addictive causes and treatments. And I remember thinking, this is me.
This is me.
This is me. It really is. I have very good friends who have real struggles with alcoholism. And there are times where I think to myself, you don't know how lucky you are because you can just quit drinking, stay away from it, and never touch it. And then as long as you stay away from it, you're fine. I have to eat every day. So I no matter what I do, I can't get away from the thing that I'm the most addicted to. Because you got to eat.
Yeah.
So for me, though, the balance is not to eat processed, simple carbs. Potatoes, rice, bread, sugars, that stuff is so addictive. It really is. If you don't think you're addicted to processed foods, you're kidding yourself. We all are. We all are.
It's made to be addictive.
It's made to be addictive. It's made to, the reason it tastes so good is because your brain knows it's got lots of calories in it.
These are happy chemicals.
And when your brain wants you to eat lots of calories because it knows you're going to need that for the winter. That's how your body was designed.
Kathy's really big into all that lately. Well, the last several years about what you can eat, what you shouldn't eat. You know, as far as like what's in foods, like, you know, well, the big thing was Subway had, you know, their bread was made out of yoga mat. Yeah,
yeah. But it's not just Subway. It's all of the fast food chains had the same thing, the yoga mat material. But Subway's the one that was called out on it first, and they're the first ones to get rid of it.
I'm a big believer in the fact that...
No, they did. They did. They 100% have eradicated the whatever that chemical is that they use in yoga mats and all that. They call it the, you know, whatever, the yoga rubber. They've gotten rid of that out of all of their bread. I just read this big old thing, and they're like, look, you know, we were negatively impacted by that news story, even though every other chain does it. Even the pizza places, all that kind of stuff. They're like, everybody does it. Why are we the only one who gets called out on it? And so they're the first ones who got rid of that.
I'm a big believer. Excuse me. I'm a big believer in the fact that nothing is bad for you in small doses. You know, as far as food is concerned, like you can, you know,
jumping off a building.
He said food. He said.
I said
food.
As far as food is concerned.
As long as it's a short building, I guess is what he's talking about.
But you know, processed sugar and bread and even fast food and all that stuff is fine if you can eat it in small quantities. What I have learned about myself is I can't eat it in small quantities. I haven't eaten fast food in almost 3.5 years.
What's the worst thing that you ever did driving and you're like, what?
Now, I know I did this and you did it too. When I was married, I would buy fast food with cash so that it wouldn't show up. And then I would eat it before I got home.
And you had to find a place where you could throw the
trash. Yeah, usually there's a gas station like a block away from my house. I would stop there and throw the trash away.
Why does your truck always smell like French fries?
I don't know. That's so weird. It does, doesn't it?
You have to air it out.
Old ones that are under the seat or something.
You drive with the windows down with water, with the windows cracked when you're eating your fast food. You know,
what you knowing do is, that it here, here's be, what you do. You yank the headliner out. I'm just telling you, this is a great trick. You yank the headliner out, and it won't retain the smell. It looks bad,
of course,
but it smells better.
Looks terrible.
And your car looks like crap. But it smells
Man,
pretty good.
It smells really nice.
It smells pretty
nice. I mean, think about that. Like, I would hide what I was eating from my own wife.
Mm-hmm. I did that. I did that for a little while.
I didn't do that.
I did that when I was eating.
I would sneak into her stash. Because she always has she has this one shelf that's her shelf, and I'll every once in a while visit that stash and go, ooh.
If you're hiding what you're eating from anyone, you probably have a problem. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
I did it for my parents too, though. I remember as soon as I was old enough to get out and buy my own food, I had food. I had candy hidden in my room, and I would eat and always make a point not to let my parents know what I was eating because it was always a thing. You know, my mother was always telling me you need a diet.
Sometimes Zach will go and he'll be like, he'll eat like more than I know he needs. Mm-hmm. And like, he'll get a bowl at the stove and all of us are getting something like this size. Mm-hmm. He'll do this size, double it. And I'll see it and I say something like, Lord, really, Zach, do you really need all that? And I can see this look of
shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I keep wondering, because I told Kathy, I go, I wonder if he has like a, if he's getting a, some sort of an unhealthy food thing.
I can tell you now he's got it, but I don't know the answer to that. I don't know from a child standpoint what the right answer is. Because should my parents have just let me eat whatever I wanted? No, because I would have been, as bad as it was, I would have been even worse. You know, because I was a kid and I didn't know how to, you know, when you're an adolescent, you don't have impulse control. You know, you will just eat until you're done, until you can't eat anymore.
And the excuse becomes, well, he's growing. He's a boy. They're going to eat more. He's going through a growth spurt. And those to me are all cop outs for let him go ahead and eat and let's don't make him feel awkward.
No, don't let him go ahead and eat and feel awkward. But just try to bring it up in a way that's not too. I don't know. That's not making it something.
Yeah. You don't want to say, hey, you're fat. We have to do this because I have that issue with Frankie. You know, Frankie's a little pudgy. And he's really, really, like, he's following my lead. He doesn't wear light-colored shirts and things like that because one day he overheard me saying something about how, don't buy me a white shirt. I'll never wear that because it makes me look fat. Done. And now he's always in a dark shirt.
He does the same thing, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. The trick is just to try to encourage him to make better decisions.
Hey, I went and I got a massage.
You did?
You got it from a dude or a lady?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, God, it was a dude,
Stacey,
wasn't it?
No, was that this week?
The other night, Stacey and I had a date night. The night we went and saw Godzilla, and it was like she's leaving for 2 weeks. So I'm like totally solo now. Just letting y'all know if y'all want to go out and have boys' nights.
All right.
Got the free pass. So anyway, we were having our date night, and she said, hey, look, before we go, let's go. There's a little place. She was like, I want to get foot rubs. I'm like, huh?
Oh, please tell me there's a dude that rubs his feet.
She's like, there's this little place we go to all the time, and I got let into their little circle. There's a little place that she and her girlfriends go for foot rubs, little massages and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want a foot rub. She's like, they do chair massages, too. It's $20 for a half an hour. I went, you know what? I haven't had a massage in a long time. I'll do that. So we go to this place. I walk in, and they're all like looking at us like, okay, what do you want? And I'm like, I'll just do the chair, you know? And she sits down, and they put like cucumbers and stuff on her face, and she sits back, and they start working on her feet. And I sit there, and like there's one person left to give the massage, and it's a dude.
Yes.
Yes! Yes!
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell me the dude gave you a massage.
Yes, he did.
So I sit in the chair, and I'm like, oh, man. Well, at least I'm here with my wife. So
touch me, Steve. Touch me.
I put my head into Steven. The little that little stirrup-looking thing, you know, where you put your head in. It's like a donut, and you're like, okay, I'm ready.
Yes, yes.
And
you had his mercy.
She goes, okay. That's right, she. At some point, when I got in the chair and put my face down.
They did a little switcheroo.
They did a switcheroo, and I got a girl. Hey, so you guys, I was very happy.
Watch this. You ready? Watch this. Hey,
ha, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. Yo, no,
see how I did that?
No, it was a real girl. Okay. Because, I peeked. You know, because your head's in that, your face is in that little donut. So whenever she was like, they move around. So when she was standing in front of me, I opened my eyes and I looked. And I'm like, okay, those are girl legs.
Because you were questioning. I was thinking. I wonder if they were just doing Stephanie.
Yes. Stephanie wouldn't have been the name. But I looked and I'm like, okay, cool. That's girl pedicure and all that. And I'm
like,
she
have strong hands?
Yeah, she did, man. It was
crazy. Like a Korean, Asian kind of thing?
Yeah, it was. And it was amazing. But then I got to tell you about the weirdest part. You know, so she works on me for a while and, they do this thing like towards the end, I guess. They do like this little, where they flush everything and they kind of push it out of your legs. Even though you're in the chair, they push your legs and down and just out of your, it's like they're wiping you away or something. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know, but everything you're saying so far is gross.
Okay, well, anyway, so she goes to do that and she wipes down and I forgot I'd left my gun on me.
And
she gets to my gun and she goes, like, stops. I mean, I could feel her tense up because, it's unmistakably what these things are. And she tensed up, and she touched it again. And then she, like, skipped past it. And then, like, when we're done, 2 seconds later, she was done. Okay, thanks. Good. Bye-bye. And she goes off into some little back room. And, like, 20 seconds later, this guy big, burly, beefy, straight out of a movie, you know, stereotype guy. Like, you would think he was Yakuza with, like, a missing finger. He walks out, and he just stands there with his arms crossed, just staring at me. I'm like, they think I'm crazy. Well, we leave, and I'm telling my wife about it. I'm like, you know, she did that. And she goes, oh, no, they probably think you're a cop. I'm like, why would they think I'm a cop, and why would it matter? She goes, it's a massage parlor. Apparently, like, they were freaked out because, you know, those places are known for occasionally being houses of
ill. What kind of massage parlor did you go to?
Well,
was it in the back of a truck stop?
No, but I'm just saying they have that.
Did it say Asian? Did it say Asian spa?
Yes, it was actually. But yeah,
in block letters in red on a yellow background.
It was on red, but it didn't have a yellow background. It was just like red on the building.
They're always the same thing.
It's always the same.
Anyway, so yeah,
it's Oriental Spa. Remember?
If you remember,
it didn't say Oriental. It said Asian massage, something or other. It had a name.
Yeah, I walked in one. I knocked on the door is locked, and I couldn't get in. And all of a sudden, this little door opens up and says, hello. And I go, are you guys open?
Was it a little, like a window door?
Yes, like a little window.
Like in the movies?
Yes.
Do you know the password?
And I was like, are you guys open? And she's like, no, we not open. And I said, oh, okay. And I left, and I went home, and I told Kathy about it. And I said, she goes, well, did you have any luck finding a hot tub? I said, yeah, I went to this one place, but they were closed.
I thought that's where they sold them. It said spa, and I was thinking,
oh my god, you went there to buy a hot tub?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Wrong kind of spa.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No.
You better know the password to get into that spa.
Yeah. No, we're closed.
But if you want to meet any politicians,
this is weird.
It's a good place.
It's weird. I'm looking for a five-person jetted tub. Oh, that's an extra. Cost you a lot more.
Oh, crud, man.
That's a pretty good accent I got going.
I don't know what accent that was.
It works. We all understood.
So we are a week.
John's flying with us.
Oh, good.
Can we talk about that? Nah. A friend of ours is going to fly with us back from that George Strait show by Country Superfest this weekend.
Cool. We're a week away from Patrick going to Cancun.
Woo!
With Hot Courtney. This is taking up a lot of time on the show this week. Actually, not enough, I don't think. But.
I was about to say, and whose fault is that?
Patrick has a free trip to Cancun to go with the record labels to listen to music or something like that. And
my friend Aaron asked about Hot Courtney. We went to hang out the other day, and he said, hey, tell me about this Hot Courtney that Patrick's going with. Is she really that hot? And I said, look, I pulled out my phone, and I pulled up my Facebook, and I was like, here you go. Here's some Hot Courtney. He goes, she's totally going to hook up while he's there.
Why do y'all think she is?
He said the same thing. He goes, she is totally going to hook up.
Dude, y'all are putting...
And he
didn't
mean
to. Do you realize
you're
putting this terrible personality attached to her?
It's not...
Like, what kind of person would do that?
She's a great person.
Okay, well then stop making her out to be some kind of bimbo that would do that.
I'm not saying she is. What I'm saying is alcohol is the devil.
Okay, y'all have been... You've been saying it.
I also don't want you to get. I don't want you getting brokenhearted because
I'm not going to be brokenhearted. Stop saying that. At the most, I will be ticked off if she goes down there and embarrasses me by hooking up with some other dude. Because that's what it'll be. It'll be embarrassing. I will be ticked off. I'm not going to be brokenhearted. I'm not secretly in love with Hot Courtney like I am in Big D's imagination version of this.
Do you really feel that way? Do you feel like he's secretly in love with her?
You both have some.
I don't think you're secretly in love.
Secretly in love is way deep. I think he has.
I think there's a lust thing going. I mean,
yes.
Dude, she's a beautiful woman.
Yep.
And she's got a great personality. That is a dangerous combination. You put the two of those together, and you could write your ticket. And it's a scary thing for me because I care about you, man. I've known you for a long time, and I don't want to see you get hurt.
Are you saying you don't have feelings?
No.
Okay. So when she comes to you and goes, "Hey," and she wants to, are you going to say no?
Yes.
If she wanted to, will you? You would say.
I don't know what Johnny Walker is going to say, but I will say.
And that goes back to what I was talking about. She says she won't.
It's not
going to
happen.
But if it,
it's
did,
not. Look,
it, I'm saying is that you would if you had the opportunity.
Yes, I think you would.
Otherwise,
you
would
just
have
said. You just said. You know what? Johnny
you would have taken some dude. Happen. You would have taken a friend of yours, a guy.
Yeah, I don't have any single dude friends.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You know people. You know you Jordan and Johnny. You could have taken Walker McGuire.
I do. I'm surrounded by women all the time.
He is. He's surrounded
by
women.
Yeah, I would not take one of the guys from Walker McGuire to a place where there's going to be free liquor all weekend.
You'd be afraid they'd hook up with somebody
I'd be afraid they would do work. Look, God knows.
I know you're not my date, but...
Why are those policemen headed this way? I don't know, Jordan. Maybe it's because you're peeing into the ocean off the beach right in front of the resort.
With a flamingo hat
on. It's okay.
On.
It's Mexico. That's cool.
No, it's probably not. Not on the resort.
Have you looked at where you're staying and all that?
Oh, yeah. It's like the... It's one of those places I could never afford to go to on my own. You know?
Super nice.
Like, oh, super nice. It's got 13 casitas with four rooms each, and each one of the casitas has a swimming pool. When you
casitas,
walk out of it,
you mean like a little like duplex, a little, but a little
it's
quadplex.
Like a little quadplex.
Okay.
Okay. And each one has a swimming pool. When you walk out, it's got a swimming pool, and all the swimming pools are attached. And then they all
wait. Each one has a swimming pool, and they're all attached to each
13,
of the other ones.
13 different ones. They're all attached.
So
to the
So you
can
just like
pools.
Get on a floaty thing and just
float
find your way
to,
around.
And then you can go to the middle swimming pool, which is where the swim up bar is.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, under the big pavilion in the pool, still under the pavilion, but in the pool, and hanging out in the pool. And I think that's where one of the concerts is. I think Dustin Lynch is going to come play music while we're in the pool,
of course,
and drinking.
That's cool.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's going to be awesome.
I experienced something like that one time, and I always reference Guam, but Guam was crazy. If you've never been, look, we mentioned it to Craig Morgan not too long ago. What did he say? I love Guam! there was a place called the PIC, and they had the same kind of thing. They had the swim-up pool and all that, but it was all ocean water. So you had fish in the pool with you. No, it was thanks. Crazy.
I would hate that.
Really?
I don't like that. I don't like swimming, period. I don't like swimming in a lake. That's creepy.
But a lake doesn't have sharks and stuff. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah. They got little fish that like nibble on you and stuff.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
They see one of us. Buffet!
No.
What about those people?
Fish in a lake want nothing to do with you. Yeah. You are the biggest thing they have ever seen.
remember those people that were getting pedicures with like minnows, and they would let the minnow nibble on their. So nasty. And it was like the news cycle for 3 days. They would show these fish pedicures, and it was just so gross.
One of my cousins was living in Thailand, and that was the thing. You go get the fish nibble your dead skin off your feet. Pedicure. And I'm like, if the fish will eat your dead skin, guess what? They'll eat your live skin too. Like, why do you think? What?
I'm telling you right now, if I put my foot in there, they wouldn't be nibbling on my feet. They'd be nibbling on the chum that I threw up on the surface of the water.
But when you saw them coming,
you saw them.
You no throw up. They won't eat a foot. Oh, sorry.
They're eating the dead skin off your foot.
You could have gone. You could have done that entire. I'm just saying. You could have told that story without doing the sound effect. Oh. That sound effect is nasty. That sound effect makes me want to do it for real.
Oh well, you did it. Did it twice this week.
I did
eating your fast food and greasiness. I'm sorry. Maybe it was food poisoning.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll never know. And then Patrick's doing another diet bet. He's going to start another one next week.
I may do it with him.
Tuesday, I think, is the weigh-in day.
I told you, I might do it with him because...
Was it another 4% 4-week thing?
4% in 4 weeks.
There's no way I can do that again.
Really?
Dude, I'm going to tell you, if I had known that we would only have won $9... I would have never done this.
Yeah. So wait, what do you expect? Wait, hold on. What did you
I'll
expect
tell you what I
expect. To win?
We expected to double our money.
Expected to double the money.
So for
and I thought that
50
was
bucks, you would have done this, but for 10 bucks, you wouldn't do it. Somebody paid you 10 bucks to motivate you to lose weight.
No.
That's what just happened.
It's what It was sold to me as put $50 in. You lose your 4% of body weight at the end of the 4 weeks. You'll get your money back. Plus, you'll split the money, the winnings, that other people who didn't make it.
And that's what happened. And
the guy told us 60% don't make it.
But we,
which I thought,
the
which
best
I thought
team
was, I'm going to tell you,
because
as
big as our team was, 318 people, like more than 2/3 of them did it. So
even the math still isn't right, though.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I went and did the math. That's how I know how many people won. It's
not worth it to me. Like saying, it's saying you're risking a lot more than what you get. A lot more.
But you
five
lost
times
the
more
weight.
Yeah, but it's still not.
I'm not upset.
But I would have lost the weight anyway.
The
I would have still done
is,
it.
If you don't
you
do
say
it,
you would have
you
done
lose
it.
The money. If you don't do it, you lose the money. That's
I
the
know,
incentive.
I know for a fact. This is Bubba talking. I know for a 1,000,000,000% fact, I would not have done this.
Absolutely.
I would not have lost the weight if it wasn't for this. Because, you know, I didn't even want to do the diet bet. I was like, because I just hate feeling like people are staring at me while I have to eat my, you know, apples and crap. But it was so nice being accountable. And I had my failures, like, you know, the pie day where I went crazy on the pie. And I had the beer day. And, you know, I had the cake day and the cookie cake
that's
day.
That's a lot of days.
There was a couple of them in there.
Cake
but I still,
day,
but the thing is,
day,
and that's what I was going to say,
day.
I did it. And my wife said, look, every once in a while, this should prove something to you. If you watch what you eat, every once in a while, you can go crazy and it won't affect the big picture. And that is the biggest takeaway I got from this is, you know, it's bad to binge like that every once in a while. But you know what? If you really feel like you need to, do it. And it's not going to kill you.
I have been trying every week since the beginning of this year to get started on a diet, and I couldn't last more than a week. I'd fall off the wagon every time. This motivated me to stay with something and stay with it for 4 weeks. And I lost 16.5 pounds in 4 weeks. So did you. That's pretty awesome.
Somebody paid you $9.56 to lose 16 pounds.
Yep. And I didn't lose my money.
Yeah.
So I'm perfectly happy with it.
It worked out, but I'm saying that the risk reward isn't worth it.
What was the risk? What was the risk?
Because I had to game it at the very end. I mean, I really had to.
You had to work hard. You had to work hard to lose weight. How is that gaming it? That's being motivated. It motivated you in that last week to work twice as hard to make sure that you didn't lose because you didn't want A, the embarrassment of not making it if one of us did, and B, you didn't want to lose your money. So there's nothing wrong with it. The bet motivated you. No matter which way you look at it, whether you call it gaming the system or whatever, you still were motivated enough to do it, and you went above and beyond. You lost more than your goal because you were so doubly motivated. I'm pumped for you, man. I told you the other day
this
in
the
studio.
This is the beginning.
I could tell
this
you were
this is skinny. A new start for us, man.
Yeah, I really,
we'll
you know.
Record this because it's the podcast. We're recording this, and we'll listen to it in 6 months when we've all gained the weight back.
See, I won't. I'll get on the program and I'll stay on it.
Yeah. But I would rather. True.
I don't need to have.
You don't need to do diet bets over and over and over for the motivation.
It helped, but it was like
it helped.
Man, if I had missed that, because you knew I was close, and I was working harder. I was working hard, really hard, and it just wasn't coming off. And I had to game it with the water. I ate asparagus for 2 days straight, 6 times a day, 15 spears, 6 times a day.
That's nasty.
I did that for 2 days just to make the and I cut my water out 2 days out. I mean it was tough, and I barely made it. And
I mean you beat it by 2.5 pounds.
2.5 pounds, but I don't know. I'm just saying.
You kind
if
of
I had missed
it.
That, if I had missed that, and it was $50, I'd have been ticked.
Yeah, I get that.
And then I win and I get $9. What am I doing? I'll just stay on the track and do long term instead of doing this little.
Well, for you, that's probably the best thing.
But anyway,
I think it's good. I'm glad for you. I'm glad for.
It was a good experience. I guess.
All that. Hey, this is going to sound dumb, but I do want to. We have a couple friends of ours who are headed to the Ukraine of all places. They're adopting a daughter. And this is, and we'll, you know, I'm sure we've said it before on the show too, but I just want to get it out there again. They are headed to the Ukraine to adopt a daughter, and they're going to be there for 2 months. The process is 2 months, and that place is going crazy right now. You know, if you're watching the news and stuff like that, it's getting a little more violent. They're not going to be close to the border, and they're not going to be in the Crimea region, so they should, I'm hoping, be away from any of the incidents, but still, they're going to be there for 2 months. And they were given crazy instructions on what to do at a moment's notice, you know, go to the embassy, do this, do that, that kind of stuff. So I just want to say, keep them in your prayers. I'm not going to say their names because I don't want to embarrass them if, you know, whatever, but.
I don't understand why people go to other countries to adopt.
It's easier.
How is it easier?
Because here
to
in
go
America,
and spend a month in the
two
Ukraine.
Months in the
2 months
Ukraine.
In the Ukraine.
And God knows easier? How long this has taken them up until this point.
2 years. Two years. You know, I don't
know. Are
there
no children in the U.S. that need to be adopted?
There are, but it's just you've got all this crazy litigation. A lot of people are afraid. You want to know the biggest thing? The biggest problem with adoption in America is the birth parent. In several situations, has come back years later and said, "I want my baby back.
I want
contact with my child again."
I had some of this week. A friend of mine said,
"You go
thing.
And you get a child from another country, and you know I'm adopted, so you get a child from another country, and there is zero probability of that happening. You know, 0.00000. You know, it's almost never going to happen because these people usually are adopted from families that are poor." So they won't have the money to go and do this big legal search for their child and all that kind of stuff. I think that's probably the toughest part of it, is that people don't want to adopt in America because they're afraid that they're going to have a heartbreaking, horrendous fight down the road. And I know there are closed adoptions and all that, but there's ways around all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We wish them the best.
That's some crazy stuff.
Anything else, boys?
That's pretty much all I got.
We're going to see George Strait.
Yep, George, we got a big busy weekend, man.
Tonight, Baton Rouge, go and do the Bayou Country Superfest. That's awesome. Yeah. Eating lots and lots and lots of food.
That's high on his list of things to do at the Superfest.
Dude, I got crawfish to eat. I'm a coonass. And for those who are like, what did he just say? That just means a Cajun.
Yeah,
proud of it.
I'm gonna do my best not to fall off the wagon this weekend.
Well, crawfish isn't bad. I mean, that's
yeah. I can't eat crawfish because I'm allergic to shellfish. So
you're from New Iberia, Louisiana, and you're allergic to
shellfish. I didn't grow up that way. It just had hit me, and trust me, hit me in my mid-20s. It just came out of nowhere.
Do you like
so
blow
by,
up
by shellfish?
Oh,
what
my
can you
throat
not
swells up, and I can't.
Like, oh
what,
my gosh.
What kind of, that's not a fish thing. It's just shellfish.
I can eat fish. I can't eat crawfish, shrimp, lobster.
Oysters, clams,
crabs.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't eat lobster either?
Nope.
Man.
Ooh, that's scary when you find that out.
Oh, I mean, it took me, I kept having this feeling like, this odd feeling like, oh my God, why can't I breathe? And you know, the first time it happened to me was at the rehearsal dinner for my wedding. We had crawfish, my brother's house. And I remember telling several people, I don't feel right. Like, I feel.
Like what would it do to you?
Like, I can't breathe. Like, my throat is closing up.
You just
it's
nervous.
From swelling up from the inside. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, you got the cold feet, yeah. Yeah, that's all that is.
You got the fat throat.
I don't know if it's the cold feet. It's the fat throat. They're like, man, no.
You got the fat throat.
Let me tell you, I had an uncle that happened. He was about to get married. He couldn't breathe at all.
He passed clean out.
Passed clean out on the floor. I'm telling you.
It happens.
So, yeah. Sometimes it happens, yeah. So
I love the Cajun accent that you guys do and pull off, and I try to pull it off.
Yeah, but we can't do your Cookville accent, so it's okay.
Well, you can try.
Crookville.
Go up the hill.
Oh, by the way, my dad, he had the butt surgery.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
The butt surgery.
Yeah, remember we don't want called... to go into more than that. But yeah, I remember
he had
to have...
He thought he was having hemorrhoids, but he had...
Lord.
More, something was torn or something.
Yeah.
And so he said, yeah. I can't even say what he said.
What? What did he say?
I cannot.
Dude, it's the podcast.
No,
we're not on the air.
I'm not repeating what he said.
Would it slap us with the explicit tag?
It's just not appropriate.
He made a prison joke.
He did make a prison joke.
He made a prison joke. Gotcha.
He made a prison joke. That's exactly what he said.
You know, and I will say this because I had a buddy. I have a buddy of mine who went to jail, and he's like, "Hey, man, rape jokes just aren't funny, prison or not prison."
Yeah.
And I went, "Yeah, yeah, you know what? It made me. It made me look at it different." I went, "You know what? This is a guy who's dealt with it."
Anyway,
and
I called him and I said, I go, "Hey, how you feeling?" He goes, "Well, you don't want to go to prison."
That's what he said.
That's great.
And your dad's very Trace Adkinsy. Yeah. His delivery.
Yeah. I said, well, how'd it go? Well, it went fine, I guess. I can't see it.
Said, I can't see it.
He said, I'm just...
Arl Boscoot, his head was up there.
Wow, that was pretty good. Yeah,
thanks.
I'm just sore, you know. And I said, what's the recovery? Say, what's the recovery? I don't know.
Dads are the best, man.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, so great. So anyway, keep your prayers. Keep him in your prayers, and he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
All right. Did you know?
Wait, I want to say this. My dad is the same way. If I'm on the phone with my dad, and then I'll hear my mother say something in the background. Well, we're talking about my car, okay? Before don't forget to check the oil in your car. And I hear my mother go, "What'd she say?" And my dad will go, "Hell, I don't know. What the hell did you say?"
Every time. Are we going to be like that? Are we going to tune out?
Dude, I'm already like that.
Is that the secret to a happy marriage, tuning out the spouse?
Uh-huh. Dude, I've had full conversations where we're driving, and Kathy will stop, and then she'll go, "I don't know. So, what do you think about all that?" And then I realize, oh my God, she's been talking this entire time.
Yeah.
And I go, do I just say I wasn't paying attention, or do I try? And so, of course, every time I try and cover it up with the whole, "I don't know, what do you think?" And then she'll be like, "You weren't paying
attention."
See, I'm open about it. I'm like, you know, Stace, I was zoned out. I wasn't paying. What were you talking about?
But I will say things. She'll say I respond. Like, as it's a weird
trigger
thing.
Responses.
It's like how we survive as men, and it's a natural selection thing.
I get trapped into long phone conversations with work stuff sometimes, and you just catch yourself going, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Really?
Just so the other person knows you're there, but then you realize, I have no idea what they were saying.
Yeah, it's like reading a book, right? That you're like late at night and you're tired, and you read a book and you go, I don't even know what I just read. That's the same way, but verbal for me. God, I hope she's not listening to this.
I hope she's not listening to this, too. All right, I think that's probably a good time to finish.
May I do the ad on the way out
before we do
all the last fun stuff? All right. Did you know that it took 39 versions to make the American flag just right? It did. It did. Just goes to show you that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil ever since we introduced it to the world in 1866 as the only American-owned motor oil company, which is a big deal. Everybody wants American-owned motor oil, right?
Yeah.
Valvoline. They thought it was about time to celebrate their legacy for a limited time. You want to jump on this because it's actually a pretty cool deal. You get a free American flag when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil. That's American-owned Valvoline motor oil. At any of the participating retailers, you get the free American flag. Stars and stripes, we salute you with our hand on our hearts, our foot on the pedal. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more information.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.